Hey guys, how are you today? In this video, we're giving this classic concept a modern update. Welcome to Equilibrium Theory Revisited, Factors Influencing Position of the Teeth. Today, I want to take you back to one of the landmark papers in our field, the 1978 study on early treatment results with the Franco-Functional Regulator, or FR1. This paper by Frankel and Baltus was among the first systematic attempts to document skeletal and soft tissue changes from early functional therapy in class 2 malocclusion. The authors treated prepubertal children with mandibular retrusion using the FR1 appliance and compared them with untreated controls from growth studies. They used serial cephalometric radiographs to track skeletal and dental development over about 2 years. They reported a forward shift of the mandible, a reduction in overjet, and better soft tissue balance. Frankel interpreted these results as evidence that the appliance allows natural growth to proceed by eliminating restrictive perioral muscle forces. Now, if we assess this study by modern standards, it has clear limitations. There was no randomization, no blinding, and only simple statistical analysis. Growth variation and compliance were not accounted for. Still, in its time, this was a carefully executed clinical observation that laid the groundwork for future research. Clinically, the study's message is compelling. Early functional treatment can modify not only tooth position, but also muscle balance and facial posture. The actual skeletal change, however, is modest. Much of what we see is a mixture of positional and dentoalveolar adaptation rather than true mandibular lengthening. What this study ultimately taught us is humility. The FR1 doesn't grow new bone, but it can help the patient grow better by guiding posture, muscle function, and occlusal development. Even today, that concept remains at the heart of functional orthodontics. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.